you think of mummies, you perhaps have pictures of Egyptian pharaohs and the pyramids. But today's program will take you far beyond what you probably know. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. When you think of mummies, you perhaps have pictures of the Egyptian pharaohs. While that picture is not incorrect, the exhibit, Mummies of the World, at Kansas City's Union Station, shows us that mummies are much bigger than one country halfway around the globe.
Mummification happened and still happens around the world. There are different types of mummification. The one most people are familiar with, Egypt, is the intentional, meaning someone intended to preserve the body. But just as often, it's a natural mummification.
Michael Tritt shares the story from Union Station in Kansas City.
You saw a family that was discovered under the floorboards of an ancient church. They weren't intended to be mummified. It was a crypt, but the combination of altitude, airflow, humidity, temperature naturally preserved the bodies.
And when bodies, in some cases hundreds of years old, are accidentally preserved or mummified, today's technology can teach us a lot about what life was like centuries ago.
Modern science can tell us just about everything except their name. And with many of the mummies, they were discovered along with records, so we do in fact know who they were.
While mummies may seem far removed from life today, Michael says the exhibit shows just how much customs change. And some of those changes are relatively recent.
Funerals happened at home. We got a great example of a home embalming kit. That was turn of the century stuff. That was not that long ago. And you know, you had your front parlor, and that's where people came to pay their respects.
One of the most fascinating parts of the exhibit is something few people have ever witnessed until they see this exhibit. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCrae.